An advocate for asylum seekers in Chicago shares a profound opportunity created for some of the naysayers. WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports.
There are a number of arguments being made citywide against the use of resources to address the influx of asylum seekers.
Now, I do understand both point of views. We do have, in Chicago here, there's a lot of communities that are underserved, that have lack of resources, lack of opportunities, don't have funding. We do have homeless people here.
For years, community organizer Delilah Martinez has been spearheading efforts across the city, leading food and clothing drives, and coordinating other resources for those in need. In August, when the buses began arriving from Texas, the success of Chicago's newest residents was added to her mission.
I'm the type of person, when I see somebody struggling, I'm there to help them. It doesn't matter what nationality, where they came from.
For those arguing schools that have sat vacant for a decade should serve as community centers and not migrant shelters.
The migrants being there isn't going to be permanent. This is temporary. At least the doors are open for some type of community elements in there, and they should then leverage off of that.
In essence, Martinez says she believes this is a unique opportunity to build the necessary relationships with city officials and create a pathway to keep the doors open in these schools and other buildings for use as community centers in the near future. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.